what you call for, I know what you're gonna say. I'm gonna be a little bit late. Well, I know you're a little bit late, so usually two or three.
The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Hello, this is Mr. Petey Pete, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 and WGXC.org, streaming all over the world.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears, Thursday, February 14th. Tune in at 10 p.m. tonight for the Magic Stranger Show, live from Hudson's First Presbyterian Church on 90.7 FM. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly sunny Thursday with a high of 37, a low around 28, and a chance of rain or snow showers overnight Thursday. Friday, those showers should be rain. There's a 40% chance of rain Friday with a high of 45 and a low around 21. Saturday should be partly sunny with a high near 33 and a low around 12. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Radio for Open Ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Hey, listen!
Okay!
Use the boots to get through!
I'm walking here!
Don't make eye contact, whatever you do. Keep moving.
Are those guys sailors?
Show me your moves!
You better keep your hands off my hat!
Where'd my hat go?
Maybe you two could form a stupid hat club.
Objection!
Mood prism power!
If you've heard of it, it's already too mainstream for me.
Who would bear the whips and scorns of time?
Plant called and said if you don't come in tomorrow, don't bother coming in Monday.
Woohoo! 4-day weekend!
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the ninth wonder of the world. Timeless
Vibes! Sending sound data to idiot earthling radio host, inhabitant H491, Sato. Timeless Vibes initiating in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
That was the opening theme to Spider-Man 3, the opening credits theme to Spider-Man 3, composed by Christopher Young. One of my favorite openings to a movie theme, but there's really no time for that. No time really for introductions, really, but I'll afford one anyway. This is Timeless Vibes, the show where we play the best in classical, orchestral, and instrumental music from movies, video games, anime, television, and a whole bunch of other stuff, as well as original works then and now. But like I said, there's no time for introductions because we're on the run from the law. Isn't that right, Sean Connery? Fire off me, Bert.
This is the police. There's no escape. Pull over before you get someone hit.
I can't believe this, Sean Connery. Robbing a bank? Really? You don't understand that. No, I do understand. This time you've gone too far. Robbing a bank. I was just putting money in the candy machine, and the next thing I notice, I turn around and you're waving that gun around. This is too far, Sean Connery. Too crazy. Too mad. Too insane. Look, lad. I'll explain when we get back. When we get back to the studio. Fine. Thanks for being my wingman, though. I'm not your wingman. I'm just driving the car, or else we'll get pulled over and arrested. I'm not doing that right now. I have a show to do, okay, Sean Connery? This is Timeless Vibes. Let's go to the next piece. This is Triptych for String Orchestra by Yasushi Akutagawa.
Thank you.
Triptych for String Orchestra, composed by Yasushi Akutagawa. You're listening to Timeless Vibes here on on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra. And, well, we're back at the studio, no longer on the chase from the law. Whew! And that's a good thing. But I just don't understand it. Robbing a bank like that, Sean Conn, why? What's gotten into you?
You don't understand, lad. I saw this movie, okay?
Oh, is this where your explanation comes in?
Yes, lad. Look, okay. I saw this movie where a guy robs a bank for a living. But he gets away with it because the tellers are spellbounded by his southern charm. So I thought I'd try the same.
And it didn't work. Well, what exactly happened, Sean Conn? Take me through it. Take me through your process.
Okay. Well, first thing I did was I showed my gun to show them I'm serious.
Oh, boy.
The teller was a lady. So I defused the situation of a robbery by showing my charm. It was when she yelled pervert and pushed a button under her desk that I decided it wasn't going as planned.
Yeah. Out of morbid curiosity, Sean Conn, I have to ask, what was it you did to charm her?
Well, what I did was, I put my tongue out and sort of, rolled my eyes around back.
Yeah, that's not charming. Sean Conn, man, it's only a matter of time before the cops find us. What do we do? I'm an unwitting accomplice. I'm both a criminal and a laughingstock.
And you're certifiably insane. Don't forget that.
Well, I guess I'll just continue on with the show, I guess. Well, this is some very concerning pretenses to be doing that. Yeah, but you know, listener, as I discovered this morning, it's Valentine's Day. So I thought I'd play some romantic music, I guess. Now, if Valentine's Day does for you the opposite and just brings up memories of heartbreak or lovesickness, then don't worry, because, like I said, I just found out it was Valentine's Day today. So I just kind of picked the first things that came to mind when playing music for a Valentine's Day themed show. Come to think of it, what Spider-Man 3 has to do with Valentine's, I'm not exactly sure. So let's just make up for that and play Venus, from The Planets.
That's a romantic piece?
Yeah, sure, why not? Actually, I'm more so just looking for an excuse to play this piece, because Venus and Saturn are my favorite of Gustav Holst's The Planets. And Planet Saturn is great because it's sort of a play on gentle harmonies with monstrous foreshadowing ones. And so I like that one for that reason. And it's tied with Venus because Venus is more intoxicating. It stands out from the rest of the planets for its voluminous quality, kind of amorphous, really. I mean, when I picture something like Venus, I picture an aroma. Music that's sort of cloudy, but every now and then kind of seems to make a form, but you're not quite sure if that form is just your imagination or if it's actually real. And I think a good comparison to that is something like The Scream. I can't remember who painted The Scream, but that painting's kind of askew and kind of curvy, kind of like if just a bunch of colors exploded or just oozed onto a canvas, you might get something that looks like The Scream. And that's how I look at the Venus from The Planets by Gustav Holst. It's kind of like that. And it's a cool effect to have for both music, because you can do a whole bunch of crazy things with it. You can kind of make it, you can sort of give off a very fearful impression or a sort of intoxicating, alluring one. And you never really know the intentions behind a piece like Venus, although at times it's also just very, very pleasant. So here is Venus from The Planets, composed by Gustav Holst, performed by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and conducted by James Levine. You're listening to Timeless Vibes here on WGXC 90.7 FM Accra. Here's Venus from The Planets. Venus from the Planets. A very delicate piece, too. You're listening to Timeless Vibes here on WGXC 90.7 FM Accra. This is Timeless Vibes, the show where we play the best in classical, orchestral, and instrumental music from video games, film, anime, and a whole bunch of other stuff, as well as original works then and now. And welcome back to our much hurried together Valentine's Day special. There's practically an endless assortment of romantic, touchy-feely music out there, yet in what little time I had upon realizing that Valentine's Day was a thing, only managed to sort out the first things that came to mind. But not to worry, because thanks to our much-lauded scientist, whose name I forget, I have here one machine, an artificial intelligence, one might say, that can instantly find the best pieces to play for an occasion such as Valentine's Day. She is called Ivy 5.0, and with her, I no longer have to do a thing.
Ha! Sweet! Get me some chips!
Why, Shankan, why get you some chips when I can have Ivy make those chips for you? So, what do you say, Ivy? Can you get us some chips? It would be nice.
My coding is not capable of producing the vigorous amounts of salt and potato required for snack sufficiency. Also, I am solar-powered. What am I doing inside you?
We're still working out the kinks. But you know what? In the meantime, the remake to the video game Resident Evil 2 was released not too long ago, which recalls to my mind an obscure piece performed quite a long time ago, I think back in the 90s. It's a medley of music from Resident Evil 2. And the great thing about the music of Resident Evil throughout the series is that it often entails a combination of serious militaristic bravado with operatic style macabre, which is a really fun combination. And you'll see a bit of that in here in this piece.
But, Seth, what does this have to do with Valentine's Day?
Good question, Sean. Well, Resident Evil has undead in it, and what says more about romance and love than coming back from the dead to feast on the living? After all, it allows us to juxtapose our human selves with that of the monstrous undead to better understand how romance enriches livelihood to help us be better humanity.
You're really stretching here, Seth.
I think I'm just lying at this point. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Here is the ultimate bioweapon medley from Resident Evil 2. I keep skipping over that word. It's a bad habit of mine. And it really shouldn't be, because the Resident Evil series, although I did it again, is just one of my absolute favorites. I don't play a lot of violent video games. Resident Evil is the only exception. I wouldn't even really consider it as violent. It's so kind of goofy and gets really ridiculous. But at the same time, it's fun. It's both campy and good-hearted. And I feel like Resident Evil 2 sort of achieved the best of that. It kind of has a Jurassic Park mentality almost. And you'll hear that in the beginning of this, really for the totality of this piece, because every Resident Evil game, no matter what kind of untold horrors you face, every game ends usually with this proud brass section, sort of as a musical equivalent of giving you a pat on the back. You know, you might have PSD, it might be screwed up for the rest of your life, but, well, you survived, so good to you, good sir. That's the kind of mentality Resident Evil has. It's just like the ending of Jurassic Park, where, you know, everyone's become completely terrified by what they've seen, but every movie ends the same way, with them leaving the island like, and I'm a better person for it. No, you're not! You're screwed up for the rest of your life. You're going to be dreaming about dinosaurs killing you and eating you for all of time. Here's the ultimate weapon medley from Resident Evil 2, or as it's known in Japan, Biohazard 2.
Thank you.
the ultimate bioweapon medley from Resident Evil 2, composed by Masami Ueda and performed by the New Japan Philharmonic. An adequate trip through the nightmare that is Resident Evil 2. A welcoming nightmare. And kind of Valentine's Day-ish with the emphatic brass fanfare to cheer you up at the end. That's kind of romantic in a Valentine's way, isn't it, Pacino?
No.
Okay, great. Good support, as always, for me. Thanks a lot. I mean, we could make this Valentine's Day special if a little better. We can make it at least a little better if our new artificially intelligent robot would at least just cooperate. Isn't that right, Ivy? I can't get the dang thing to even work.
Hitting outer shell will not make Ivy 5.0 work any better. I suggest reading Ivy's manual.
Okay. Let's see here. Maybe this will get things working. Okay, it says, in order to sync Ivy so that it obeys commands properly, one must switch on the sync lever. Okay, well, that's understandable enough. Afterwards, one must journey through various trials and tribulations until trust and harmony are achieved between man and machine. Not to this. This freaking robot. I got cheated out of it. I don't care if the guy who created it won the Nobel Prize and whatever. That's not impressive to me. Now what do I do?
I grow wary of this show. Shutting down music processors.
No, wait, Ivy, don't do that. Ah, jeez. Okay, fine. Well, I'll play a piece of music manually then. I guess the future just isn't here yet. Okay, well, in the meantime, here is Harp Lesson from the Legend of Zelda series. This is composed by Koji Kondo, famous at Nintendo, and performed by the Tokyo Philharmonic. Harp Lesson from Legend of Zelda. This has a few pieces, a few excerpts and melodies from Skyward Sword, which is, I think, might be my favorite set of music from The Legend of Zelda. If you're not familiar with the music of Skyward Sword, you'll hear a good amount of it towards the end or the second half of this piece. This is Harp Lesson, and the harp was a very important instrument and object within the game itself. But this is Harp Lesson from The Legend of Zelda series, composed by Koji Kondo and performed by the Tokyo Philharmonic. The Legend of Zelda Harp Lesson from the Legend of Zelda series, composed by Koji Kondo and performed by the Tokyo Philharmonic. You're listening to Timeless Vibes, and this has been a terrible way to celebrate Valentine's Day. That was a nice piece. I love it. And the harp actually does make anything almost Valentine's Day worthy, so I'm actually happy for that. Of course, Valentine's Day could have been so much better if Ivy 5.0 hadn't screwed everything up. Hey, everybody. I mean, while that music was playing, Ivy actually loaded something in her programming. Apparently, one of her features entails uploading simulations of pre-recorded events in time using atomic data, and she used it to show Demi breaking up with me over and over. That's, really classy, Ivy. Really, really classy. Just like kicking people while they're down, don't you?
Negative. I was simply downloading human misery processors able to detect various situations that make owner and show host uncomfortable, initiating laughter receptacles. Ha 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 ha.
I really hate this thing. Okay, well, you're listening to the Valentine's Day kind of semi-special here on Timeless Vibes. And here is our next piece. Oh, actually, you know what? This is actually a piece fitting for Valentine's Day. Oh my gosh, it's a Valentine's Day miracle. This is Words Drowned by Fireworks from Final Fantasy VII. This is actually the second movement, and I'm going to have to play only an excerpt because it's a very long movement. But I thought it was fitting, definitely fitting for Valentine's Day. This is Words Drowned by Fireworks, the second movement to the Final Fantasy VII Symphony, composed by Nobuo Uematsu and arranged by Joan Valtone and performed by the London Symphony Orchestra and performed by Eckhart Stier. Here's Words Drowned by Fireworks.
Thank you.
excerpt from Words Drowned by Fireworks, the second movement to the Final Fantasy VII Symphony, Words Drowned by Fireworks, composed by Nobuo Uematsu, arranged by Joan Valtonen, and performed by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Eckhard Stier. And that was nice. That was a nice, sweet piece to end our Valentine's Day special. This was Timeless Vibes, where we play the best in orchestral music from a whole bunch of things, as well as original works, as well as anime, music from anime, video games, TV, and a whole bunch of other stuff. But that will do it. That will do our show for today. Actually, while that was playing, it kind of made me forget about Sean Conn being arrested by the police for his attempted bank robbery. I had actually forgotten all about that. So now, between Sean Conn being in jail and Bowie living it up in space, I'm down two members of our show. And on Valentine's Day, of all things. It's just ridiculous.
Activating consoling program. There.
That's okay, Ivy. I'll make it through. I always do. And I hope you do too, listener. This was Valentine's Day. You can make it through it. I bet you can. I believe in you. Whether you have a significant other...